天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那在前几期节目中呢，麦克牧师分享了有关试探和试炼的问题，对我们灵命成长是非常有帮助的。今天呢，他将会继续带领我们来探讨有关生命成长的三个品质。那这三个品质究竟是哪些呢？对我们的生命又有哪些帮助呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开雅各书，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Welcome, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
In the past several broadcasts, we have learned about two marks of maturity in growing Christian.
在过去的几次信息中，我们已经学习了信徒灵命成熟的两个标志。
The first,
第一个
is that the believer grows through testing.
是信徒灵命通过试验而得到成长。
Secondly,
第二。
We saw that the believer who says no to temptation is also a growing Christian.
我们讲到能够对试探说不的信徒，他的灵命也会成长。
We saw that while testing is permitted by God, temptation comes from the evil one.
我们也讲到试验是神所许可的，而试探却是从撒旦而来。
If Satan cannot prevent you from accepting Christ as your Savior, then his next effort is going to be directed at stomping your spiritual growth.
如果撒旦不能阻止你接受主耶稣做你的救主，那么他下一步的行动就是拦阻你的灵命成长。
Among the weapons that God has given us to help us say no to temptation is the word of truth.
真理的道就是神赐给我们的有力武器，帮助我们拒绝在试探下屈服。
If you're already looking at James chapter 1, beginning at verse 19, you can follow with me.
请你翻到雅各书第一章，今天我们要从十九节开始讲。
In verses 19 and 20, James gives us the fruit of what the word of God does in the life of a believer.
在十九和二十节里，雅各告诉我们神的道在信徒生命里所结的果子是什么。
Then, in the last two verses, he gives us some more of these fruits.
在本章最后的两节里，他还告诉我们更多的果子。
Growing Christians need to have a threefold characteristic.
信徒的生命成长需要三种品质。
One,
第一
quick to hear,
快快的听。
Two,
第二
slow to speak,
慢慢的说。
Three,
三
slow to anger,
慢慢的动怒。
Why is James concerned about these qualities?
为什么雅各会关注这些品质呢？
Because when we confront tough or tempting times, we tend to just reverse these three things.
因为在我们遇到麻烦和试探时，我们常常把这三样的顺序颠倒过来。
My listening friends, I want you to think with me.
我亲爱的朋友，请你仔细听我讲。
First, by quick to hear.
第一，要快快地听。
I think by nature we don't like to listen.
我想对人性来说，我们都不愿意听。
We fuss and we fume when we are hassled.
当我们与人争辩的时候，我们不是乱喊乱叫，就是愤愤不平。
Our impulse is to act. We feel we have to do something.
我们蠢蠢欲动，坐立不安。
And Satan knows that.
撒旦知道这些个。
So he uses our testing to sneak in and apply enough pressure so that we will act impulsively and prematurely and fall into temptation.
于是他趁虚而入，对我们施加压力，让我们不加思考就冲动地陷进试探里去。
That is why Jesus taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation.
这就是为什么耶稣教导我们祷告的时候要说， 不叫我们遇见试探了。
When the evil tempted Jesus, what did he do?
当那恶者试探耶稣的时候，他怎么试探呢？
Satan came to him in relation to his most urgent and immediate need.
撒旦就是从耶稣最急迫的需要着手的。
For 40 days, Jesus had not eaten anything, and Jesus was ready to break his fast.
耶稣四十天没有吃东西，他几乎要放弃禁食了。
Jesus was fasting in obedience to his Father's will.
耶稣是为了顺服父神的旨意而禁食的。
But Satan comes in and he says, "You can eat and you can do it now."
然而撒旦进前来对他说，你可以吃东西，现在就可以吃呀。
You can do it independent of the Father.
你可以不理会天父，自己做主啊。
You have the power.
你有这个能力啊。
But instead, Jesus was quick to listen to the Father, not to the devil.
但是耶稣却快快地聆听天父的话，而不是魔鬼的话。
When you are facing trials and tough times in your life, your anxiety level rises.
每当你处于水深火热之中的时候，你总会倍感焦虑。
These voices may be voices of fine people, but they are not the voice of God.
有些声音也许来自好心肠的人，却不是出于神。
But the only voice that you should be quick to hear is the voice of the Lord.
但你唯独应该快快地听神的声音。
And the way you test the voice of the Lord is whether it is consistent with the word of God or not.
辨别那些声音是不是出于神，就要看这些声音是不是符合神的道。
So much for being quick to hear.
我们讲了很多关于快快地听这方面的事。
What about slow to speak?
那么怎样才是慢慢的说呢？
Now, this is a very difficult one.
这点的确不容易做到。
When we are being tested, the natural reaction is that we say things that we shouldn't.
在受试验的时候，我们往往说些不当说的话，这是很自然的。
We complain and grumble against the Lord.
我们对主抱怨，发牢骚。
I believe it's important to seek the guidance and the prayer of mature Christians.
我相信这时候找一些成熟的基督徒为你祷告，给你建议是相当重要的。
But don't go around to everyone who would listen and complain.
但不要随便找个愿意听你抱怨的人来诉苦。
In the long run, it could harm your testimony.
从长远来看，这么做会破坏你的见证。
Quick to listen.
快快地听。
Slow to speak.
慢慢地说。
Thirdly, slow to anger.
第三点，慢慢地动怒。
Why is it that rage and anger do not work for the believer?
为什么发怒不能造就基督徒呢？
What is the reason for James' threefold command to Christians?
为什么雅各要对信徒发出这三重命令呢？
Verse 20 tells us why.
第二十节告诉了我们答案。
It is because God's righteousness cannot be accomplished in us when we are angry.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
You will not become what God wants you to be as long as you are spitting and spattering.
如果你整天口沫横飞，气话连连，你就不能成为神心目中的模样。
The scripture is full of examples of men and women who let their anger smudge their relationship with God.
圣经上有很多失败的例子，就是因为怒气而损坏了他们与神的关系。
Their anger blinded them from discerning the will of God.
怒气使他们的心眼盲目，以致无法辨认神的旨意。
Their anger rendered them unresponsive to God's leading and often with terrible consequences.
怒气导致他们对神的带领麻木无知，往往造成可怕的后果。
Cain disobeyed a simple instruction, and he came to the altar with the wrong sacrifice.
该隐不听神的吩咐，把错误的祭物献在坛上。
Angered at God's rejection of his offering, he took his anger out on his obedient brother and killed him in a fit of rage.
神不悦纳他的祭物，他因此迁怒那位顺服神的弟弟，在盛怒之下把弟弟杀了。
How many times did we kill someone's reputation or their name simply because they were obeying God?
多少时候我们也是因为别人顺服神而对他们加以诽谤伤害。
Moses succumbed to anger, striking the rock instead of speaking to it as he had been told by God.
摩西没有听从神对他的吩咐，于是在怒气中用杖击打磐石。
The consequences were that Moses was never allowed to enter into the promised land.
结果呢，摩西不得进入应许之地。
How many times do we strike instead of speaking?
多少时候我们也是同样的动手不动口。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something that comes to you directly from the Word of God.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你，神的话说些什么。
Unless you deal with your anger and surrender your anger, God will not bless you or use you.
如果你不控制自己的怒气，神就不会祝福和使用你。
How should we react when testing times come?
我们应该怎样面对试验呢？
In two ways, according to verse 21.
第二十一节告诉我们有两种方法。
One,
第一，
lay aside evil.
除掉一切的邪恶。
Two,
第二，
receive the implanted word of God.
领受所栽种的道。
James sees the human heart as a garden that if left to itself, the soil will produce only weeds.
雅各把人的心比喻为园子，如果不加以管理，园中就会杂草丛生。
So he urges us to pull out the weeds and to prepare the soil for the implanted word of God.
所以他劝我们要拔除心里的杂草，预备心来栽种神的道。
It is utter foolishness to try to receive the word of God into the soil of your heart when your heart is full of weeds of anger, bitterness, envy, and resentment.
最愚蠢的事情就是当你心中充满怒气、苦毒、嫉妒和怨恨的时候来栽种神的道。
All these weeds are going to choke off the seed of the word.
因为那些杂草只会把神的道挤住，不能生长。
You can read the Bible as long as you want and it will have no effect. Why?
你也许会一直的读圣经却不见成效，为什么呢？
Because you have not pulled out the weeds of anger.
因为你没有清除你心中怒气的杂草。
How do you get rid of the weeds?
要怎样清除呢？
First, by confessing and asking God to forgive you.
首先，你要向神认罪，求神赦免你。
Second, by asking God to plow the hardness of your heart.
其次，求神耕耘你刚硬的心田，使它柔软。
Thirdly, by saying, Lord, let your word take so much of a hold in my life that the weeds will not be allowed to come back.
第三，对主说，主啊，求你的道在我心中生根发芽，不要让那些杂草再长出来。
How does the word do this in your life?
怎样才能让神的道在你生活中做主呢？
Certainly not by opening the Bible and looking for a quick 10-minute fix.
当然不是匆匆忙忙地翻一翻圣经而已。
When you read the word of God, ask yourself the following questions.
在读圣经的时候，你要问自己几个问题。
Is there an example for me to follow?
圣经中有没有要我学习的榜样呢？
Is there a command for me to obey?
有没有让我遵守的命令呢？
Is there any error for me to avoid?
有没有要我避免的错误呢？
Is there any sin for me to renounce?
有没有需要我拒绝的罪孽呢？
Is there any promise for me to claim?
有没有需要我做出的承诺呢？
Is there any new thought about God?
我对神有没有新的认识呢？
Is there any new thought about the Lord Jesus Christ?
我对主耶稣有没有新的思考呢？
Is there any new thought about the Holy Spirit's ministry in my life?
对圣灵在我心中的运行，我有没有新的概念呢？
But notice something else James said.
请注意雅各所提到的一件事。
He said, you receive this word with meekness.
他说，用温柔的心来领受神的道。
Most people think that meekness means weakness.
很多人认为温柔就意味着懦弱。
No, but meekness is the opposite of wrath.
不，其实温柔是愤怒的反义词。
When you receive the word of God with meekness, it means you accept it.
当你带着温柔的心来领受神的道，你就接受了它。
It means that you don't argue with it.
这意味着你不会反驳它。
It means that you honor it as God's own words.
这意味着你尊重神的话。
It means that you don't twist it to conform to your thinking.
这意味着你并不扭曲神的道来迎合你自己的心意。
It is so important that you not only read and comprehend the Word of God, but that you obey the Word of God.
阅读和理解神的道固然重要，但顺从神的道却更加重要。
Let us read together verses 22 to 25.
让我们一起来读第22节到25节。
James is saying that if a person reads the Bible regularly, but he or she lives a life the same way as unbelievers, then reading the Bible is like reading the newspaper.
雅各说，如果一个人经常读圣经，但他的生活举止却跟不信主的人一样，那么对他来说，读圣经和看报纸没什么两样。
It will not change you.
这么做并不能改变你。
James said it is like the person who gets out of bed and he looks in the mirror, and what does he see?
雅各说，这就好像一个人起床后照镜子，他看见了什么呢？
He sees whiskers and disheveled hair, yellow teeth and blurry eyes.
他看到自己满腮胡须，凌乱的头发，一口黄牙和惺忪的睡颜。
And he walks away, and a few minutes later, he forgets what he looked like.
但他一走开，随即就忘了自己的那副尊容。
So he goes to work, and somebody notices this kind of shabby condition.
上班后，别人注意到他那不修边幅、邋遢的模样。
And he says, "What's wrong with you?"
就问他，你今天是怎么了？
The man will say, "There's nothing wrong with me."
他回答说，没什么呀。
I looked in the mirror this morning.
今天早上，我照过镜子了呀。
But you see, the mirror does not improve your appearance.
可是你要知道，镜子不能改善你的仪表。
There is no mirror that can shave a man's beard.
没有一面镜子可以替你刮胡子。
Or comb your hair.
或替你梳头。
Or brush your teeth.
或替你刷牙。
The mirror's purpose is to show you what you need to do.
镜子的作用是要告诉你你需要做什么。
So reading the Bible does not do a bit of good if you are not willing to obey God's word.
因此如果你不遵行神的道而只是读读圣经，那就一点用处都没有。
When we look into the Bible, we see our faults.
当我们查考圣经的时候，我们发现自己的毛病。
We see the weakness of our faith.
我们看到自己信心的弱点。
Our jealousies.
我们的嫉妒。
Our greed.
贪婪。
Our idolatry.
拜偶像。
Our backbiting.
毁谤别人。
But just seeing these smudges and blemishes does not take them away.
但是仅仅看到这些污点和瑕疵还不够，你并没有除去它们。
The Bible exposes our sins.
圣经揭发我们的罪孽。
But we are the ones who have to ask for cleansing.
但我们必须祈求神来洁净我们。
People who hear the word of God but do not obey it are candidate for frustration.
如果我们只是听神的道而不遵从，我们注定会失败。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they are hearers of the word and not doers of it.
因为我们是听道而不行道的人。
But guess what? This is not new.
但你知道吗？这并不是什么新鲜事。
600 years before Christ, the prophet Ezekiel was preaching to the children of Israel.
在主前600年的时候，先知以西结讲道给以色列人听。
They were coming and sitting and listening and soaking up the words.
他们来，坐在那里听道，似乎很陶醉。
But God saw what was happening.
但神却看到他们的光景。
He saw their hearts.
神看到他们的内心。
And he did not like what he saw.
神不喜悦他所看见的。
Listen to what God said in Ezekiel 33:31.
请听神在以西结书第33章31节里所说的话。
How does obedience to the word of God manifest itself?
遵行神的道，这意味着什么呢？
What is the fruit of not only reading and hearing the word of God, but also doing it?
听道且行道的结果会怎样呢？
When James talks about religion here, the word has nothing to do with ceremonies and rituals.
雅各在这里所说的虔诚并不是所谓宗教仪式和礼节。
Pure religion means the practice of God's word and sharing it with others.
纯正的信仰就是实践神的道并与他人分享神的道。
How do you do that?
你怎样实行呢？
When you hear God's word as we speak it to you right now, what do you do with it?
正如你现在听见我所讲的道，你会怎样实践出来呢？
Do you keep them to yourself?
你是把它据为己有呢？
Or do you share them with others?
还是与他人分享呢？
God blesses us in order that we may be a blessing to others.
神赐福给我们，使我们能成为别人的祝福。
This is a biblical principle.
这就是圣经的原则。
The first manifestation of a practicing Christian is that you have your tongue under control.
一个行道的基督徒，他首要的表现就是能勒住自己的舌头。
Why is the tongue or speech or what we say is so important?
为什么舌头、言语和我们所说的话是这么样重要呢？
Because the tongue reveals what is in the heart.
因为舌头能把隐藏在心里的意念显露出来。
The Bible teaches that what comes out of your mouth reveals what's really in your heart.
圣经教导我们说，人心中所存的，口里就说出来。
If your lips are not moving in praising God, it is because your heart is not thankful to God.
如果你的口不能赞美神，就说明你对神没有感恩的心。
If your lips are always criticizing, it is because there is in your heart a critical spirit.
如果你的嘴唇总是批评论断，那就说明你有一颗论断的心。
If your mouth is cursing, it is because your heart has not come completely under the control of God.
如果你用舌头咒诅，那就表明你没有让神完完全全地掌管你的心。
May I ask you a personal question?
让我问你一个问题。
Do you criticize or do you encourage?
你是喜欢批评呢，还是喜欢鼓励？
Do you bless or do you curse?
你是喜欢祝福呢，还是咒诅呢？
Do you build up or you tear down?
你是喜欢建立呢，还是拆毁呢？
In Matthew 12:34, Jesus said, out of the flow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
在马太福音第十二章三十四节那里，耶稣说，心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
The second characteristic of a practicing Christian is that he is compassionate.
能够行道的基督徒的第二个特征是他对人充满同情心。
Compassion is love in action.
同情就是以实际的行动来爱别人。
It is love with hearts and hands and feet and resources and talents.
是用我们的心、我们的手、我们的脚和一切资源才干来爱别人。
It means doing something for others.
就是要为别人服务。
It means you don't get wrapped up in yourself and your plans.
也就是说，你不是单顾自己、自私自利。
Then there is a third characteristic that separates Christians from the rest of the world.
另外，基督徒还有与世人不同的第三个特征。
The third characteristic is separation from the world.
这第三个特征就是跟世界有所区别。不沾染世俗。
Now, the word world here means a society without God.
在这里，世界这个字就是指一个不敬畏神的社会。
It is the same word here as we were told in the scripture that Satan is the prince of this world.
这个字与圣经其他地方所说的是同一个含义，也就是撒旦掌权的世界。
How do we get separated from the world?
我们怎样才能与世界有分别呢？
Do we run into the mountains?
是不是需要跑到深山野岭里去呢？
Do we hide from people?
是不是藏起来不见人呢？
No.
不是的。
James is saying that by your very righteousness and holy living, you are standing out.
雅各说，借着公义的行为和圣洁的生活，你就能够脱俗超群。
People may ridicule you for it.
也许别人会为此而嘲笑你。
You might suffer rejection and mockery from the world.
也许你因此受到世界的排斥和奚落。
But nonetheless, you stand tall for God and for God's principles and values.
然而，你却是为神和神的真理昂然而立。
The temptation always is that we so subtly get maneuvered into compromising.
我们最大的试探就是不知不觉地妥协了。
You compromise on one issue, then those who saw you compromising on one issue, they would say, well, you did it before, you can do it again.
如果你曾经在一件事上做出让步的话，那些人就会对你说，既然你以前都做过了，那你还可以再做呀。
And then the next area.
然后呢，就会得寸进尺。
And the next area.
再得寸进尺。
And before you know it, you are conforming to the world's standards.
就在毫无警觉下，你已经与世界没有什么两样了。
Lot is the best example of this.
罗德就是最好的例子。
First, he pitched his tent towards Sodom.
首先，他朝着索多玛的方向支搭帐篷。
Near Sodom.
渐渐靠近索多玛。
Close to Sodom.
越来越近索多玛。
Overlooking Sodom.
看见全索多玛。
The next step was that he moved into Sodom.
接下来干脆搬进索多玛城里。
But then the third step was, before long, Sodom moved into him.
可是不久之后，他把索多玛搬进了他的心里。
Lot lost his testimony even with his own family.
罗德甚至在自己的家里失去了见证。
And when judgment fell upon Sodom, Lot lost everything.
当索多玛被毁灭的时候，罗德失去了一切。
Jesus, on the other hand, was unspotted.
相对的，耶稣圣洁无瑕。
Undefiled by the world.
他不与世界同流合污。
Yet it was said of him that he was a friend of publicans and sinners.
然而别人却说他是税吏和罪人的朋友。
The word of God and obedience to it can help you to develop and grow into a full stature of Christ.
遵行神的道可以使你满有基督长成的身量。
And this is the third step in the 12 steps for growing up.
这就是属灵生命成长12个步骤里的第三个步骤。
And I pray that God will use it to bless your life.
愿神借此使你的生命蒙福。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下一次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和阿翔的翻译。是啊，我们要用柔和的心来领受神的道，并且依靠圣灵的力量将神的话语行出来，成为他美好的见证人。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。